are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Paird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is listed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And I said, huh? It was so evident, so clear. He said, I need you to talk to my people about if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Hence, you understand the song I just sung. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely, longing for heaven and home? Don't you know that Yeshua is your portion? Don't you know that Yeshua is a constant friend? I'm not talking about the wishy-washy friends that some of us call friends. I'm not talking about the friend that you hold dear right now that is stabbing you in your back. You don't even know it. I'm talking about a constant friend. Somebody call him by his name, Yeshua HaMashiach. A constant friend is he. So then I came up, I put a subject on that. And the subject is, just want to be new. Just want to be new. You can only be new if you are born again. You can only be born again if you are in Christ. To be in Christ is to be born again. Who am I talking to today? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Whether you are an alcoholic, a crackhead, a rapist, a murderer, whatever you are, whomever you are, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And all of a sudden, question that the Lord wants to ask today is this: are you born again? Because so many of us claim that we are Christians, but you're not in Christ, and you were never born again. Now, Pastor Ricketts shared something with me. He said, let me tell you about my days. He said, prior to being born again, he said, I was a Rastafarian. I said, so you was a dreadlock? He said, no. Because a lot of people don't know that the Rastafarian is a religion. It's not about the dreadlock on your head. So the die-hearted Rastafarian don't even dread their hair. So I said, what happened? He said, the day when Selassie came to Jamaica and I saw the man and I realized that he was a man like myself. He was not a god. He said, I gave up the religion. I asked you this question today. Have you seen the Christ? I asked you this question today. Do you know the man? I don't know about you, but I believe that something good is about to happen. In the midst of preparing this message, 4 a.m. Friday morning, I was singing the hymn, You Must Be Born Again, when someone messaged me and the person said, I just woke up out of a vision. The person said, I was at your funeral. The person said, but the strangest thing, the people that attended your funeral were not of this world. And God himself, the person says, Yahweh was the presider of the funeral. The person said, I can't tell you the feeling that I'm experiencing right now because I just came out of the presence of Yahweh. The person said, I only could recognize one person that was earthly. And he said, the person looked at him, a member of this church, and said, I need to be rebaptized because surely God has cleaned up the church. I ask you the seriousness of the question today. Have you met the Christ? Is it just to say, I am Christian? Is it just to say, I am a part of a certain religion? Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, religion can't save you. Mandobo sande de Diosa. I said, religion can't save you. And I said to the person, I said, well, I don't believe the Lord is ready for me yet. I believe I have some more work here to do. I said, I believe that there is going to be a visitation. Come on now, come on now, come on now. Sister Buta, you once had a vision. You told me. She told me how she came to the church. But when she came to the church, she could only stand at the door because the Lord was busy talking to me and the glory, and she could see his veil. Nudge your neighbor and say to your neighbor, neighbor, he's here. He's here. In the book of John 3 and the verse 3, Yeshua responded to a man by the name of Nicodemus. He was a ruler, a teacher of the Jew. And he came to Yeshua by night, wanted to know how he can obtain this power, this anointing. And Yeshua let him know that, sir, you must be born again. The man said, how can I enter into my mother's womb the second time to be born again? Yeshua said, you've missed it. Now some of us believe that if we come to church on Sabbath, it will save you. You missed it. Some people believe that if I go to church Sunday morning, it will save me. Oh, you've missed it. Some people believe that if I decree and declare that I am a Christian, I will be saved. You've missed it. Some people believe if I dress a certain way. The Jamaicans believe if I dress like a Jamaican Christian, I will be saved. You missed it. The Americans believe if I dress like an American Christian, I will be saved. You missed it. God is not a cultural God. God is a universal God. God is global. Job says, who can fathom God? Can you find him out by searching? The more you think you know God, honey, the more you find out you don't know God. That's why I humble myself in the presence of a mighty God. Because he said, my ways are not your ways, and neither are my thoughts your thoughts. As far as the east is from the west, so are my ways different from your ways. Isn't it amazing how some of us don't even want to keep company with those that don't look like us? Oh, they don't talk like us. Oh, they don't dress like us. Oh, they don't walk like us. Oh, God, they're not of us at all. You missed it. You must be born again. Yeshua answered him in verse 3 of John, St. John 3. He said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I'm not bringing to you theology that you can't understand. I'm bringing to you the simplicity of the gospel. Hallelujah. Howbeit, we're here week after week. I am not under the tent preaching, trying to convince people to be saved. why God has sent a word like this. Somebody shout, you're at a checkpoint. And every man will be searched. Because let me tell you something. When I travel, I don't get searched. You know why? I look a certain way. And my luggage look a certain way. When you see me coming, you know, you don't mess with me. I'm not one of those. And guess what? Immigration officers miss that. Because most times, the people that dress like me, they are the real crooks. The boys that have the gold in their mouth and the big chain around their necks, they're not the real drug dealers. They are wimps, liquor chickens. Some of the drug dealers are sitting up in Congress. Some in the White House. Some is a lawyer. Some are doctors. You know, I'm telling the truth. So sometimes the detective that is real smart, they see the little fly by night trying to be wannabe drug dealers. They don't even mess with you. They just track you to find out who your big man is. That's how it's going down, you see. So I'm coming to something now. So we're coming in, and right before we board the plane, this young lady look at my husband. I mean, my husband already came through the checkpoint. Everything was x-rayed. Right before we got on the plane, the young lady said, need to search you. My husband asked her, why you choose me? She says, it's just random. We came up. She searched. She found nothing. My God, when we got here, we stopped here first. When my husband went into his, what kind of bag you call that? When he went into his body bag, he have a cross bag. When he zipped his cross bag open, the man have a ratchet in it. A big one. Right across him like that. The girl opened it. She checked. Listen to what I'm trying to say to you. You can get by man, but you can't get through God's security. So the whole truth of the matter is, for as often as I travel, I trust no pilot, no flight attendant, no passenger. I trust one person that is on the flight, and that is Yahweh himself. Because you could search, systems fail, but I've got news for you. Unless you are born again, you will not enter the kingdom of God. We must radio land. We must be born again.
Jesus.
And if I die preaching this message, then I know it's well. Enough already. It's good to go to church, but going to church will not save you. You must. If any man be in Christ, there's something new about you. We want to decree and declare that we are born again. But everything that everybody else is doing, you're doing it too. You must be born again. Come out of her, my people. So the story continue in verse 5. The man didn't understand. Yeshua said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water. Since you don't understand, let me bring it down to your understanding. Unless you are born of water. Somebody say, baptize me. And the Spirit, somebody say, fill me. Because some of us don't want to be filled. Some of us say, that is not for me. Some of us say, speaking in tongues is not for me. You missed it. Some people say, oh, you don't have to be baptized. Oh, you missed it. Are you on a cross? About a month, 6 weeks ago, I was preaching at a crusade. Preaching to gangsters. And I have witness in the house. When the power of God fell on the gangster leader. You see, if you're going to take out a gang, you got to get the leader. Anybody love the Lord? I don't know about you, but I love God. I came from underneath the tent and I'm preaching and beating up on this gangster, and I didn't know he was a gangster. I'm preaching and I'm hitting the man all up in his face. And when it was time for the altar call, he was the first one. And I watched the power of God sat upon him. And the Lord wrestled with him. And when he worshiped and he could not resist the power of God, he began to speak in tongues with his gun and his hip. You must. It has been 6 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I went to church. He's sitting in church. Oh, God. And his followers are there too. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. I said, somebody ought to bless God. I said, somebody ought to bless God. Somebody ought to bless God. You must be born of the water and the Spirit so that you can enter the kingdom of God. I've got news for you. You could keep the commandments of God until you're blue in the face. If you are not born again, you will not see God's face. Somebody say, ouch. Some of us like to walk around talking about, I've got the truth. We've got the truth. Honey, you couldn't even spell truth if it hit you in your teeth. Because we don't know it. The truth is, no man shall see God unless you are born again. No man can inherit the kingdom of God unless you are born again. Now let me ask you this question. Everybody's feeling fine, correct? Everybody's feeling fine. You're feeling fine, Aja, correct? You're feeling fine, right, son? Well, let me tell you something. You could die in 2 seconds. Next week, we could be planning your funeral. Next month, we could be planning. Some folks think that, oh, something drastic have to happen to you. You know, I think it's a blessing. I think it's a blessing when people gone to the doctor and are told that you have 6 months to live. What a blessing. My nephew were not so blessed. He just went to bed and never wake up. You know, I have a brother-in-law that pass on, that cross over this week, and he was told you only have but so many weeks to live, and he made sure that he had some say so about how he wanted his funeral to be. Hello, do you know how much time you have? Anybody knows? And the answer is no, we don't know. But because I know that there is another life after this life, I want to be sure where I'm going next. Because I know that there is another life after this life, I want to be sure where I'm going next. Am I talking to anybody in this house? I said, because there is another life after this life, I want to be sure of where I'm going to end up. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. Come on, somebody, and praise God. I'm going to give you something you can Facebook, something you can tweet on Instagram right now. Well, I'm going to give you more, honey. It may be one thing to say something, but to believe it. But to believe what you say is power. Did you hear me? It's one thing to say something, but to believe what you say is power. What am I getting at? Oh, where are you going with this? And you could say that you believe that he is a son of the living God until you are blue, until you're truly, somebody shout truly, truly. Believe what you say. You have said nothing. So I know that we preach and we tell you that if you believe and confess Christ to be your Lord, then God will be with you. And it sounds easy. And yes, it is indeed easy. But if you don't believe it, you have confessed nothing. Now, to whom am I speaking? And this is a problem that we have, because a lot of us now believe that because we have confessed it, we are born again. And that's why God has sent this word to the church and has sent this word to Radio Land. You must be born again. Your confession must be in sync with your belief. The Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans 10 and the verse 9, he says that if you confess with your mouth Yeshua as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You must believe it. And then listen what the great apostle Peter have to say in the book of 1 Peter 1 and the verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, the Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope. Who am I talking to? Born again to a living hope.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter.